In this bulletin, the new coronavirus has now spread further than SARS. The ACT faces its worst bushfire conditions in more than a decade. And in tennis, Dylan Alcott in pursuit of his sixth Australian Open quad singles title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. China's envoy to the United Nations, Chen Shu, has expressed support for the World Health Organization's decision to declare a new virus outbreak an international health emergency, but cautioned against unnecessary panic or excessive measures in response. The comments come a day after the WHO declared the deadly outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. Mr. Xu says Chinese authorities are considering how to respond to the offers of aid it has received from other countries.
We have received many kind offers, and in the meantime, we have to organize ourselves in a systematic manner. So where and when and in which area we need foreign assistance, it depends on the overall planning.
The number of coronavirus cases worldwide has surpassed that of the SARS epidemic, which spread to more than two dozen countries in 2003. There were around 8,100 cases of the severe acute respiratory syndrome reported during the eight-month outbreak. But nearly 10,000 cases of the new coronavirus have now been confirmed, mostly in China, since it emerged in December. Meanwhile, evacuations of foreign nationals are continuing, with a plane carrying British and Spanish nationals having arrived in the UK. 83 British passengers were on board the plane, which landed outside London. They were transported to Arrow Park Hospital in Wirral, where they will be quarantined for 14 days. The remaining 27 passengers, all non-UK nationals, will then be flown on to Spain. British passenger James Convey says he's glad to be home.
So we had about an hour and a half's notice to get to Wuhan Airport. As I'm sure you're aware, all the transport was locked down, the roads were closed. But my mother-in-law managed to call in a few favours and got someone to take us to the airport. And amazingly, we did get there on time. I think I probably speak for most people here when I say I'm just glad to be back.
A Qantas passenger plane is poised to evacuate Australians stranded in Wuhan. The government anticipates China will approve the evacuation over the weekend, meaning stranded Australians could leave Wuhan in the early hours of Monday morning. Evacuees will be flown back to Australia first before taken to Christmas Island in a smaller aircraft. Medical specialists will meanwhile spend the weekend preparing quarantine facilities for the arrival of the evacuees. Experts from Australia's disaster response team were dispatched to the island on Friday. Authorities in the ACT fear a dangerous blaze could jump containment lines and destroy homes as the territory prepares to battle its worst bushfire conditions in more than a decade. A state of emergency has been declared in the ACT, with the bushfire conditions forecast for today being compared to those experienced in 2003, when four people died and hundreds of Canberra homes were destroyed. The fire southeast of Canberra has burnt through more than 28,000 hectares. Properties could come under threat as dangerous bushfire conditions return to southern New South Wales, fanned by gusty winds and soaring temperatures. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service has declared total fire bans for the Southern Slopes, Southern Ranges, Far South Coast, Manara Alpine and Illawarra Shoalhaven regions. A severe fire danger rating is in place for each of those areas. Bureau of Meteorology Acting New South Wales Manager Jane Golding says high temperatures coupled with strong winds will create very high fire danger. And to sport in tennis, Dylan Alcott has moved a step closer to winning a sixth Australian Open quad singles title. Alcott defeated America's David Wagner 6-3, 6-1 to book a date with great rival Andy Lapthorne in the quad singles final. He told Channel 9 it took a change in mindset for him to get back to his dominant form.
I really worked on myself mentally. I had really high expectations of myself that I wanted to win. But now my expectations is that I just want to be the best version of Dylan when I get out on the court and just play as good as I can. Don't worry too much about the results. And I really found I found that today. And I was really happy, enjoyed it. And yeah, I was proud of how I played, and it leaves me in a good position for the final.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 29. Adelaide, morning rain and storms 25. Melbourne, rain, storms and heavy falls, 32. Hobart, showers easing, 27. Canberra, hot and mostly sunny, 41. Wollongong, sunny, 33. Much the same in Sydney, 35. Newcastle, hot and sunny, 41. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, shower or two, 32. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 33. This is SBS News.